Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a three-time World Series champion. He's now with NBC Sports Bay Area as an Oakland A's analyst. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Stewart with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Stu, first off, thank you so much for your time. Lo was telling a story earlier about how he loved watching you back in the day, just that intimidating force out on the mound. You ever get to this time of year and miss it a little bit?
Not this time of year. Early in the year, no, I don't miss it much early. I really do miss it later in the year once the teams start rounding out and you get closer to the playoffs and the World Series. That's the time that I miss the game the most.
Well, Stu, I'd say I miss you this time of the year. I told a story earlier when we were trying to connect with you about opening night and how you seem to get every opening night start. And when I'd see you out there in your number 34 jersey throwing out that first pitch, it made me feel like it was baseball season again. So kind of a belated thank you, I guess, maybe 26 years later. But thank you, Stu, for giving us the sign that it was springtime.
Well, I got a chance to do opening night again this time, except this time I was on the receiving end. Ricky was on the mound, and I got a chance to be the catcher. So I was there again.
What was that like for you?
You know what? It was very impressive. And you know, obviously the opening nights that I've been able to encounter with the A's as a player, you don't really get to take in the moment. This opening night, I had an opportunity to connect with the fans as we were coming into the stadium. And then the ceremony for Ricky and Bill King, it was just unbelievable. I thought that it was very, very well done, very well thought of. It was just a great night. And then on top of that, the A's won a baseball game.
Stu, I tell you what, brother, I miss – you know, being on the big yacht, smoking cigars, hanging out with you. I mean, playing with the Chargers, saying, wow, man, forget that. I'm firing my agent going with D. Stu. I got to hang out with you, man.
Well, you should have done it, man.
Oh, my God. How's the wife? How's the family, man?
Everybody's great.
Great.
Here in San Diego, beautiful San Diego.
Just, no question.
You know, enjoyed it. Staying busy as much as we possibly can. Shoot, Tariq's in college and doing his thing, and, you know, things are good.
No question. Stu, tell the listeners, I think it's pretty amazing that you were able to make the transition, be it from a GM to, went from agent to GM, all those different things, and how important is, you know, that being an agent now. I don't know if you're back in it, your wife, all the things that you've been able to do and hold it down. How successful have you guys been in that? Or sue some of the players that you're targeting, or if you're still in that game as well?
Well, the last 2 years being the GM, I had to obviously remove myself from the business. But Lonnie took over the business, and she brought the business to another level. Adding players, doing a great job in recruiting at the high school level and improving the draft. And she just brought the business to a whole different level. From my end, I'm just here being, assisting as best I can in the areas that I'm needed. We had a couple of arbitrations this past winter. We had one free agent with Chris Carter, and we were fortunate to find him a job. The arbitrations went well. We settled those, and so I guess I'm more on the easy street side of
sure.
It now versus the hectic day-to-day life of representing athletes. My phone doesn't ring as much from the players, listening to the issues and problems with equipment or team situations, not getting along with your coach. Now I serve more of as an advisor to the things that they should know, you know, the areas that I know about the game, and dealing with your management and dealing with your teams and dealing with your coaches and, you know, helping these kids to grow and mature mentally as well as being able to keep up with themselves physically.
How is that, Dave? I know a lot of people would say, you know, you live in a society, I know that equal rights and how women's now rights has continued to rise, which is great. How was that transition for your wife, significant other, to be able to step in a man's world and to be successful and still able to recruit and have you as that facilitator? And how has that worked out for her? And you're talking about the business continue to thrive. That kudos to you and your family.
Well, you know, she's done a great job. Initially, I think it was intimidating for her, but she grasped it and got a real, real good idea of the territory and what was needed, and you know, her people skills came into place, and immediately she started gaining respect from the industry to a point where I'd have to say she probably has more closer, or she has closer relationships within the industry, especially with the scouts, than I have, or than I've had. My relationships were closer to the upper level guys, scouting directors, minor league directors, assistant general managers, and general managers. But where she's done a great job is at the ground level with the guys that actually look at the players, that bring the players into your system and bring them into your organization. She has amazing relationships with those guys, and that's a respect that she's earned. She's also done an outstanding job in connecting herself with the colleges and college coaches and high school coaches. And, you know, that can be helpful to your players and advising them on potential colleges that they may have scholarships from, or making a decision from one college to the other where you want to attend.
Three-time World Series champ Dave Stewart with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. The A's got off to a good start opening day. They defeat the Angels behind Kendall Graveman, lose the next two behind Manaea and Cotton. So we'll see what happens today to try and even it out. But if you were to give A's fans some optimistic storylines to watch this year, which players get you excited?
Well, I'm actually excited about the three guys that have taken the mound the last 3 days. I think that, I mean, one, obviously, even by looking at their face, you can see that they're young and that they're learning on the job. But those three guys have tremendous potential. Manaea is a big, tall, strong left-handed starter that, in my opinion, as the year goes on, he's going to progress and he's going to get better. Cotton, coming into last year's season, I think he made 6 or 7 starts last year, but showed tremendous potential. Fastball in the mid-90s, a tremendous changeup, and he's got an aptitude to learn, and he grasps the game, and he understands clearly. I watched the game last night, and it looks like he's making adjustments as he's on the mound and he's going. And so I'm really, really impressed with the first three guys to take the mound. Marcus Semien at shortstop, you know, hitting, I think, 28 home runs last year. It was a breakout season for him. Defensively, he made tremendous strides, and I think that he's going to be an outstanding player for them in this season and in years to come. Chris Davis in left field, you know, he's one of the league leaders in home runs. And you can look at his offensive play, but, you know, he's a pretty good defensive player as well. I like how he goes about his business, cutting the corners at the ballpark and making plays, similar to what Ricky used to do in the days that he played left field. He learned how to play the angles and keep the opposition from taking that extra base on balls that might normally get past a guy that doesn't understand the stadium. You know, Jed Lowry right now is off to a hot start at second base and looking really, really well. I'm really hopeful that Rajay Davis, in his return, can bring some much-needed leadership. When you have a group of young players, a core of young players, leadership is necessary, and I think that Jed Lowry's going to be a part of that. And you know, you've got a good defensive as well as offensive catcher behind the plate. There are a lot of bright points with this baseball team. Youth, like I said, is always going to be a plus, but it also can be a negative. And as quickly as these kids learn to play together, I think that you're going to see some great things from this ball club.
Dave, a lot of younger people are having a hard time connecting with the sport of baseball. Is this something where the commissioner, Rob Manfred, needs to make changes to attract a younger audience, or is baseball just so time-honored that it needs to be left alone?
Well, I think Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, I think that they're doing as much as they can to get people to engage in the sport. You know, the subtle changes, for example, you know, trying to speed up the game. Now you give a four and a guy gets an automatic base on ball versus going through the four pitches. You know, the time clock between pitches, the time clock between innings. Those things are big, I guess, for the fan. But on the other side of the coin, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, they're doing things in the communities to attract kids and to get them involved in the game. I personally witnessed a program called the Dream Series that they put on in Phoenix, Arizona this past winter, where they brought a group of 50 pitchers and catchers, inner-city kids, by the way, to Phoenix, and they had a group of coaches that were there, past major league coaches, that were there to teach and bring knowledge of the game to these kids. It was very, very well done. And then, you know, they're still continuing to build academies across the country. So I don't know that there's much more that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball can do to get young players especially to engage in the game. A lot of it also, in my opinion, has to do with my first love for the game came through going to the ballpark with my parents. My dad in particular, my dad was a baseball fan. He believed in if you had a weekend and you could take in a day game over at Candlestick Park, which is where we went, and hope to, you know, get to the back part of the ballpark at the end of the game and see Willie Mays or Willie McCovey or Juan Marichal or the Alou brothers, and we were going to sit and we were going to wait as long as it took to see those guys. But my dad was a fan of the game. He encouraged me to play the game. I learned to love the game through his love of the game. And so we've got to get parents involved as well to bring this sport back to the great game that it is.
It's a tremendous story. Dave Stewart, three-time World Series champ. You can now catch him NBC Sports Bay Area as an Oakland A's analyst with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Stu, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we look forward to hopefully catching up again soon.
Hope to talk to you guys soon. Lo, take care of yourself, man.
All right, Stu, I'm bringing the boys down to get on the boat with you, bro.
Man, bring them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.